wishes I had in my life about 5-6 years ago. I always wanted it to be on a white horse on the beach at the sunset. Well, he didn't know anything about it. We go to Spain. He was going to school there. He says, Mom, I have a surprise for you. We have to go to another town. We'll go to another town, and I'm in my swimming suit thinking that he hired a ship. I mean, not hired. We bought a ticket to go on a ship to go. But it isn't this. Next thing I find myself in a stable with Richard and him and his girlfriend. I said, I don't look like I should be on a horse. And they bring a white horse and the other horse, and they had a couple of white ones and brown ones. I sat on the horse, and my horse liked to eat while it has a ride. So it would bend down and I would scream. So then we went on the beach at the sunset, and it went in the water to here. And all the other horses started going. And I kept saying to it, you know what, you need to go. And it wouldn't go. You know what, they're really far away. It wouldn't go. And then it looks at those horses and start galloping because they were farther than him. And I started screaming bloody. I said, somebody help me, somebody help me. So I don't know why I was reminded of that. But I guess what I was trying to say is that when he looks up and sees you far away, he will run.
Just don't be on his back.
That's what I was, we were sharing when we were fixing the flowers about my husband too, that he sees the changes in me, and it's better for, you know, the things. And it has been that way, you know, that my being more conscious has, I've been able to deal with him better.
Yes.
Instead of arguing and you know, well, I don't like that, and so I you know, quiet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I keep to my things. I
mm-hmm.
meditate,
mm-hmm.
and come to class,
mm-hmm.
and I
practice,
mm-hmm. and all that, and so you know, regardless of him, I'm still going to do it. You know, I have
yes.
to do it. And so he's having to
yes come along.
Come along.
Yeah, that's like how it is with you. Sometimes it's like this, sometimes it isn't. But if you take it to your advantage, your platform of understanding, then he looks up and
a few weeks ago he was really freaking out, and I because I'm not working right now, so
mm-hmm.
he was just really stressing out, and I just told him to trust, because I do angel readings, and I always tell them everything I learn here and stuff. And I was explaining, I said, this is, I haven't really talked to you, but this is what you, you know, and it was a lot of what
yeah.
I learned here and
uh-huh.
this and that. And he immediately calmed down and
that's it. Yeah,
got
that's it. That's right. That's right. Yeah, exactly. And trust is not something you fake. You really believe it. And had it not been for your belief, he would have not felt calm. So a lot of people say, oh, I trust. And it doesn't penetrate the listener at all.
Well, what do you do when you're trying to help someone and you explain about meditation and trying to go into the silence,
mm-hmm.
and they say, oh, I can't, my mind just won't shut up. And I try to explain to them how, but they,
mm-hmm.
they
stop
just
meditation. Well, first of all, Joanne,
I try
Joanna,
to get them to come here, but
mm-hmm.
they don't always.
Yeah, Joanna, if my teacher, Swami Sai Baba, says, if a person is very thirsty, they come to you and ask for water. If they are not thirsty and you give them water, they put it in the side of their bed and they will not appreciate. So always have the pulse of how thirsty the person is. And if they are not thirsty, I have had people that we set them here and they escape. They set them here, they escape. They set, and they would experience pain. We bring them there, experience pain. But it's not their time, you know. So I wouldn't waste my time on those type of people. Let them come to you thirsty.
I want to say to you, when you do your stop meditation, combine it with the trust meditation. Meaning, when you just stop thinking about it, trust that it's going to be okay. You don't
no.
need to babysit it.
Beautiful.
Yes.
What well said. Aww, Wendell. I'm going to give you a hug. Yeah, I'm so proud of all of you. You guys are such a light. And every experience that is being said in this room and elsewhere is like you're saying people are asking, what is it that you do? I mean, it seems like these lights are coming together and then separating and being a light to another group of people. Mm-hmm. But remember, you cannot make the horse drink water. You can take him through the water, but believe me, I wasn't one. You can't make it drink water. So spend your energy on improving and investing in yourself and let him come thirsty to you. Let him come thirsty to you. Right?
Yeah.
Kathy? Any other sharing? That's been wonderful tonight. That's exactly the way I wanted it to all of us to share.
It's funny today because I've been going through this process and I had a teacher like 15 years ago and I haven't heard from him. Mm-hmm. He called me today.
Aww.
And I said, he says, hello, I'm Michael Rice. And I said, you know, and I said,
oh
my
God, after 15 years.
After all these years. And I said, oh my God, because he taught me how to, you know, do forgiveness work and all the things. I think he was really one of my teachers a long time ago. And then he says, allow yourself to rest, allow yourself to heal. And it was just like, it was really helpful.
Beautiful.
And brought back that memory.
At
that very time of like this morning, I'm going, God, I just need some help or some encouragement or something.
Absolutely.
And it really helped me. I was able to say, I allowed myself to say, I don't have to worry about work. I don't have to worry about money today. I don't have to worry about, you know, blah, 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 all the stuff. I can take care of myself
today. I tell you some story that it just happened to me and Richard. When Richard's mother died, all her life, it was nothing but business, the half of the life that I spent with her as Richard's wife. And she was just concentrated on the business, very nervous, very upset, very harsh human being. Stressed to the max and unbearable to be around. And I'm sure that she was a lot of concern. The reason I'm saying it's not for you, it's for all of us to hear it. Then through losing her vision and hearing, it was the biggest blessing that she could ever have, because nothing could have stopped her from being concerned and being in the world unless she was actually incapable of being. Then what happened is, as Richard and I and the other kids witnessed, she began to go in, she became more peaceful. There were many, many hours of silence within her. Even in the crowd, she was not just babbling and talking, but she was more of a listener, more of a thing. And so the last 10 years, we were talking about that today, the last 10 years of her life, she was in total peace. And she died in peace. So it was an unbelievable experience for me, because when I went in the room with her in the bed and Richard was sitting beside her meditating after she passed away, I was going to pack her stuff, but all my feeling was how calm and beautiful this room is. And her belonging was one suitcase and one box. And she is a type of woman that was wealthy and well educated and well into society, just one suitcase in that, and yet she had utmost peace. Now, that was a good example of actually what we are doing here, is an art of living where we can live like this without having to lose our sight or our hearing. And so the reason most of us don't do that, because we were not born with a rolled paper coming out of our mother's stomach that says, this is how it is, you know? So we had to work in the dark and want to find the light. And I know that if I didn't have the illness that I have, I don't think I was thirsty. I would become thirsty to go after the light. So here and now, what we do is we practice the art of living, where is a prevention. I always say is a prevention for that. And in your case that you're feeling discomfort, just open up to that light that you are and go down on your knee. I've done that, and I was very hesitant to give you that advice. Please throw yourself on the ground. Yeah, it really does. And it's just a reminder to you to do it again tonight. Just throw yourself down and say, it doesn't have to have a specific God or light. Just throw yourself down and say, I give up. That's it. I give up. And in that, you find yourself always complete. And I mean always complete. You know, we go and see a romantic movie like a, what was it, in Tuscany.
Under the Tuscan Sun?
Under the Tuscan Sun. And we come out and we say, oh, it'd be so nice to have this lifestyle. And then we go and see, witness another movie that talks about freedom. And we say, oh, this is so beautiful. And we should be living like that, or we should be living like that, or I wish I could live like this or like that. But these are all fantasy. The freedom is here. That the lasting freedom is when the imagery has dropped. That's when it becomes eternally free. So yes, Joanna, it's really wonderful that you have put your life in perspective. Not that you want to be lazy or you want to be irresponsible, but you stand on the ground of you do what needs to be done, but you stand in the ground of trust and that confidence in that promise, and then you go ahead and do what needs to be done, and that will take care of it for sure. Like Mihaela's answer to my question, how is work? I don't care. I work, but I don't care. I love it.
Yeah. Even myself at work, and I remember times in the past where it's been a little, you know, conflict and things, and just everything that I've been learning and about how to be. Mm-hmm. Is making things better, because it's, you know, the change have to come from me, not anybody else.
Yes, exactly. And your change is not in your character, it's just staying in your state of being. Mm-hmm. You see, just dropping the mask of being somebody. You know, you stay in your state of being, and every picture around you changes for better. And you've seen it. You've seen it that this is exactly what happens. I know you've seen it, and most of us. Any other question before we go? You've been quiet, tonight.
Taking it all in. The only thing idea is, like what Joanne and Martha's talking about, other people, be it spouses or significant others, but for myself, I'm best when I'm unattached. Mm-hmm. If I'm unattached to what Kathy is doing or not, if she's unattached to me, it's better. It's just natural.
This is exactly what I say. Listen, when we see something in our spouse that is pushing our button, we want to correct it, let that be a sign that we need to go and invest in ourselves more. You know, it's like the story of the sweeper that I've said so many times. You know, and sometimes we fail, you know. There are times that